This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are at the Your Stories display at Kelvin Hall, where Glasgow Life and RNIB have worked together with community curators to create a display of important objects. And I'm joined by one of the community curators, Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hello there.
So why did you want to get involved in this project?
Well, I was just curious as to where it was going to go. In the first couple of meetings, I thought, I really don't know what we're doing with this, but I saw one or two items that brought back memories from the past, and eventually it started to gel what we were really looking to achieve, and I sort of got into it. Yeah, and it's come out quite well, yeah.
Were there any objects that you were surprised brought back so many memories, or you were surprised to engage with?
They happened to have a Roberts radio, which is exactly the same as one I bought back in 1972 for the princely sum of £35.72. I remember that figure. And it was exactly the same thing. And of course, I couldn't resist taking the back off to see if the batteries were still in there, which they weren't. You probably couldn't get batteries for a thing like that these days, because they were pretty unique. So you now run them off a mains power supply. But at the time, those radios really were the bee's knees for portable AM and FM reception. Sadly, as these modes decline, they become less useful, and as the local electrical noise increases, there's less you can actually hear. So it's a classic, unfortunate case of very good technology not being as useful as it once was.
It sounds like you're very into your tech and your sound quality. How do you think, from the time that radio came out or over the last few years, what has been a good thing about how technology has changed?
Well, it's more ubiquitous. Simple things have got complicated. There's more you need to know to do something which you used to think of as being quite simple. I can now get BBC Sounds on the phone quite easily, and I can also play audiobooks on the phone. A lot of things which you used to need separate devices for can now be concentrated in one piece of equipment. But of course, if you lose that, you're in trouble. I'm not into all the sort of wearables like watches and Fitbits and all this lot. I mean, to get this 75-year-old to even take a mobile phone out on a regular basis has proven to be a challenge for my better half. But I am getting into it. And like a lot of these things, it gives with one hand and takes away with the other. Because although accessibility is very much in vogue in some things, there are always issues relating to it which people find more difficult than you'd think they ought to be. And a lot of it is very much swings and roundabouts. Well, I think the overall gain outseeds some of the losses, provided you get suitable support and getting into it.
Are there any other objects that stood out to you, or anything else you want to say,
Terry?
Well,
the record player. You could read my commentary on that, how we used to be very careful about how you remove the arm from the record, and how you would be very careful. It was very good when you had the lever that lifted the arm vertically, because without that, it could be quite tricky. And then, of course, moving the pickup head in, you'd feel the rim of the record and work out how far in to take it before you lowered the pickup onto the outer groove and then into the sound. So we adapted to a lot of this stuff. It was all far more hands-on. Devices, by their very nature, were more mechanical, whereas now so much can be done with what actually is just a piece of glass, which doesn't actually of itself convey anything. Whereas in those days, yeah, all right, kettles, toasters, you just plugged them in and used them. Watches were tactile rather than digital. Obviously the games, the cards were all very tactile and mechanical, and it was far more, you could do far more hands-on, whereas now you need to be a bit more intuitive and you need to know a lot more about some of the things we used to take for granted.
What is one piece of older tech that you still love and that you still use all the time?
Along came. I'm not a guide dog person. I'm not the type of person who will walk along a street listening to something talking away in my ear. I just can't do that. My mind just doesn't work that way. I like to concentrate on one thing at once. And to me, the most important thing is moving safely and listening to what the traffic's doing and what other people are doing. So you'll never find me trying to use Ray-Ban glasses and iPhones and things while walking around the town, because I just don't handle that very well. Basic radios. I am a radio ham. So, yeah, that the old meets new, really. I mean, the radio equipment we use these days is a lot more sophisticated, very solid state, very chip controlled. But then the means of using it, I'm a Morse code operator. So the devices we use to do that are very much like they were back at the turn of the 19th, 20th century. I just hope everybody enjoys the exhibition. We can't show everything, we can't say everything. But if there's anything which people think are missing that they might want to discuss, then we're here.
Well, thank you so much, Terry, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.